from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, Jeff. Let's start with the guys that are iffy for Sunday. Troy Fautanu talked about his availability. Did he sound like a guy who expects to start on Sunday?
He sounded like a guy that's feeling better about his knee. Sounded like a guy that's done a little bit more in practice, but a guy that also talked about progression with that knee and returning from the knee. So while he said, you know, we don't, because that question was, I asked him that question directly, and he's like, well, you know, we still have a few days before Sunday, but I wouldn't say it looks great for him to play.
More because of his progression not being on time, or the coaching staff just not wanting to put him out there even if he is ready to roll physically?
I think more his progression. I mean, he did some team stuff today, as he told me, really for the first time in nearly a month since he was on that field in the Houston game. So, I mean, it's been a while. And you're talking about facing an NFL situation where you go, what, against Matthew Judon in your first ever game, having really had very few team reps, let alone game-type reps.
Yeah, I like his chances better than Dan Moore against Matthew Judon, Jeff. And I've barely seen the guy play in the NFL.
Yeah, I just think they're going to probably be cautious with that.
Jalen Warren,
we've seen other examples.
When Jalen Warren talked on Monday about how he was going to be good to go and stuff, was that just foo-foo talk? Was that just him blowing smoke like he did with Justin Fields returning kickoffs?
No, I don't think so. And he was limited today. But I think because he's had a couple of years of experience, they're just giving it another day to let's be a little bit more limited. Thursday likely is going to be full, and I do expect him to be out on the field on Sunday. Maybe not at the same reps that they would ideally want to have him, but I think he'll be out there.
How about Roman Wilson being limited today, Jeff? What's the timeline as you see it there?
Not this week. That's the timeline. Not this week. You know, he not only missed the entire preseason, but he hasn't been in a full practice
in forever.
Early in camp. So
do you think they'll be motivated to try to get him up to speed faster than they would otherwise in this situation because of how thin they are? Or do you think they actually believe what they're saying about Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller?
I think there could be some, let's see what Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller do. If they do what many fear Van Jefferson and Scotty Miller are going to do, maybe you see him back,
Jeff,
a little
you've been
quicker.
There. You've been there since they started practicing in shorts in May. You're not drinking Van Jefferson Kool-Aid, are you?
I would put it this way.
Oh no!
If they had Ayuk, I would feel good about Van Jefferson as a three.
You okay. didn't even but mention Scotty Miller Kool-Aid, so I don't even think it's worth asking about that.
Jeff, they do not have Brandon Ayuk, unfortunately, as my Twitter mentions have alerted me to.
So I think I would need to see something to say that, oh, they're going to be just fine with Van Jefferson. He would have to prove it. I think Scotty Miller can, you know, he's got a little speed. Maybe he can make a couple of plays, but again, I'm not looking at either of those two guys as being number two receivers in today's NFL. I don't see it. It might surprise me. And they'll have every opportunity for it, but I think Pat Freiermuth is going to be receiver number two.
Here's a random one for you. Tell me which guy you think plays more in Atlanta offensively, Calvin Austin or Darnell Washington?
I think if things go the way they want and they're able to run the football, we'll see more Darnell.
I think so, too.
Than Calvin Austin.
I agree with that.
Do you think that pretty much applies to the whole season, though? Because I would think it does, Jeff.
You know, yes, I would say that. Yes, I think that would apply to the entire season because they want to be able to run the football. That's the staple of Arthur Smith's offense. And obviously with the size of a Darnell Washington, you'd like to have that body out on the
field.
Here
comes the great test of Jeff and the fun of doing the Hawk Report. Does Jeff think we'll see Justin Fields at all on Sunday?
Oh, he'll be there. He'll be in uniform.
Does Jeff think we'll see Justin Fields on the field when a play is being run by the Steelers offense?
You know, Mike Tomlin said he wanted to have some opportunities to use his athleticism.
I wish we had Colony right now because he would just say the hell with it and break all the rules and tell us exactly what he saw in practice. So we'll have to read between the lines there with
Jeff. Well, hold on. Jeff's a regular guest. Pony.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, I was getting to that.
Oh, I didn't know. Right, you had like you kind of looked like you were in wrap it up mode, which
Jeff,
I was surprised about.
We are asking our weekly guests to give their Steelers record predictions. Mike Florio went 9-8. And said they'll miss the playoffs with a winning record.
Aditi has so far invoked her Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate
Aditi
herself.
Aditi said, I can't do gambling. Wow. I said, I'm not asking you to bet. She said, I don't know if I can do predictions. I reminded her that Bill Cowher will make a Steelers prediction and a Super Bowl prediction on Sunday. She then said she needed more time. And I said, if you don't give me an answer by 6, you're banned from the show. So here is your chance, Jeff, to offer up your 2024 Steelers record prediction.
Yeah, I'm based on recent results. And not just to blindly copy Mike Florio, and I had said previously 9-8. I think that's where this team is. And with that division, I think that puts them in third. And I think this time 9-8 misses out on the playoffs.
Look at this. Wow.
9-8, missed playoffs.
How about prediction for Sunday in Atlanta?
I actually think it's going to be a win Sunday in Atlanta, like 20-17. I think defensively, they've got everybody healthy. I like the fact, at least from a Steelers standpoint, that maybe Pitts isn't going to be full in that game.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, he was limited in practice with a hammy today. So
soft tissue.
Yeah, those are rough. Hearing anything on the Freiermuth front?
I feel confident on Freiermuth on that deal getting done.
Do you think it'll be closer to $10 million a year or $13
million? It's a great question. I think slightly closer. That's a really good number because I think 11.5 is a good point. I'll say slightly over.
How do you feel about Freiermuth as a player through 3 seasons, Jeff? What would be your grade for his Steelers career and your expectations for him?
He thinks they should have drafted Cade Stover and cut him loose.
Well, I mean, obviously. Listen, I think his first year when he had Ben, he had, 7 touchdowns, caught 76% of the passes going his way. Probably were really good passes that went his way, and he was able to haul them in. The next year, he even had 700-plus yards. He dealt with some injuries last year, and obviously the offense dealt with a lot last year. I think there's a lot more meat on the bone. If you're a tight end and you could go seek out an offensive coordinator, mm-hmm. One of the top 5 you would pick to help you out would be Arthur Smith. So I think he can build on those numbers. I think he's a better player than what he's shown. I don't think he's Travis Kelce, but I think he can be a very effective tight end. You know, even a bottom end of this, but a top 10 tight end, like 9 or 10, 11, 12, somewhere in that area in the NFL.
Give us a player to watch offensively on Sunday and a guy to keep an eye on defensively for this game.
I just want to say Van Jefferson just to get everybody going. I would say an offensive player to watch is Zach Frazier.
Yep.
How does he handle the middle? Grady Jarrett's going to be working around in that middle. That to me defensively is this might be obvious, but another guy in the middle, Patrick Queen, what kind of impact can that speed make on this defense? Is he able to, if Pitts, assuming Pitts plays, and if he gets stuck on him, is he able to have that speed where he can hang with a guy like that? Because, you know, that's what the Steelers are buying. They're buying speed. They're buying something different. Let's see what Queen can do.
Now you sound like Todd Graham. Oh. You use speed like 10 times
hammer
in
down.
That sentence there, Jeff.
Hammer damn down.
Over under 34.5 yards, longest kick return by the Steelers in this game.
Under.
Yeah. I agree. All right, Jeff.
You guys are no fun.
Good stuff. Thank you for the Hawk Report.
Thanks, boys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.